In the United Kingdom today, Liz Truss has become the shortest-serving prime minister in the country's history. After just 6 weeks in office, six long weeks of attacks from all sides, including her own Conservative Party, Truss stepped out in front of No. 10 Downing Street this morning to say that she is done.
Given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
Truss will remain Prime Minister until her successor is chosen. That should happen within the next week. Journalist Willem Marx is based in London. He's watched all of this unfold over the last several days. Hi, Willem.
Hey, Peter.
So just another historic day in British politics. Truss served 44 days as prime minister. It's the shortest tenure for a British premier ever. How much of a political earthquake is just reverberating across London today?
A pretty enormous one. You know, long story short, she clearly felt she had lost the majority support of the other legislators who belonged to her Conservative Party, the one that she was leading. In a practical sense, that would theoretically lead to a situation where she'd be unable to pass any new legislation. She'd therefore be running a government that couldn't function. How she lost that support, it's a more complicated question. It's important to be aware of the fact that during her campaign to replace Boris Johnson as Prime Minister after his resignation earlier this year, she'd never once enjoyed the support of the majority of Conservative members of Parliament. One of her rivals did. It was, in fact, several tens of thousands of grassroots members of the Conservative Party who put her in office, but they're not the people able to keep a prime minister in the role if they lose support of their parliamentary peers.
So, and as we've been reporting over the last couple of weeks or so, it was her economic policies that did her in. But just yesterday, during questioning by members of parliament, Truss had said that she was a fighter, that she wasn't going to quit. So this all happened very fast in a way over the last 24 hours, didn't it?
Yeah, since that moment, she lost another of her most senior cabinet members, the country's interior minister, or home secretary, as they say in the UK, a woman called Suella Braverman, who Truss insisted had to leave her cabinet because she'd sent a sensitive, not secret, but sensitive document from a personal email address. Braverman was an immigration hawk, and with her departure, other immigration hawks in the party seemed to worry that Truss's originally hard stance on immigration, part of her leadership pitch, would start to weaken. Her stance on the country's economic growth had already, as you mentioned, been humiliatingly reversed by her new finance minister. And after all that market turmoil in response to her original economic plans, last night there were more chaotic scenes in Parliament when her government tried to force members of the Conservative Party to vote in favour of fracking, though many of them did not support the idea of fracking in Britain. And so an increasing number of legislators from inside her own party started calling for her to resign, doing so publicly, while far more of them criticised her in the press, anonymously, or submitted formal letters to a Conservative Party official saying that they no longer supported her.
Willem, we've had you on quite a few times in the past couple of months. In the span of just a few short weeks, really, Boris Johnson, the former Prime Minister, resigned. Queen Elizabeth died. Markets, British markets, they just collapsed. The people there must feel like they've just gone through the ringer.
Yeah, one political commentator joked earlier today, he's got a four-month-old baby who's already known two monarchs, four finance ministers, four interior ministers, and shortly he will be on the third prime minister. You know, certainly in modern British political history, there's not been a game of musical chairs like this. And there's not really an obvious end in sight. And that's what's frustrating so many members of parliament who don't belong to the Conservative Party.
As we said, there could be a new prime minister very quickly. So what will that person, whoever it is, be up against as they try to stabilize the economy, first of all, and then try to calm down the political chaos?
Well, interestingly, the last few days, the economy has started to stabilize. We've seen government borrowing costs come down. The pound is still very weak historically, but has regained some of its strength. And we have been told today that the current finance minister, the one appointed by Liz Truss, will still give a budget at the end of this month. I will lay out the government's spending and tax plans. That should help keep the economy stable. In terms of the political chaos, there's no real easy answer to that. There's no clear end in sight for it.
And just very briefly, I mean, the Conservative Party doesn't want a new election, does it? How will they get this all sorted out?
Well, over the next few days, they said they will select a new prime minister. There'll be a series of votes amongst the legislators in the party to winnow down the candidates. there will be a general election, certainly within two and a half years, but that's up to the Prime Minister, the date, the time, and there's no clarity on who that will be.
And we'll find out soon. London-based journalist Willem Marx, thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.